Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in Psalm 119, as we're on this wonderful journey through this beautiful psalm. Verse 34, we read, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." Once again, we see this beautiful, beautiful prayer. Is he's asking, Lord, asking our Heavenly Father to give him understanding. Later on, when we get in verse 33, verse 73, we read, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I might learn thy commandments." Otherwise, the psalmist is at a place where he recognizes who God is, that he's the creator. With his limited understanding, he's asking God to give him full understanding of his ways and his laws in order that he might be able to keep it. In Psalm 111, verse 10, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." That's a beautiful verse. But here we have the link of understanding. The understanding truly comes when we get what God is teaching us and his wisdom that he's sharing with us throughout the scriptures is when we find ourselves doing his commandments. That's truly when we start to get it, an understanding, as we start to follow the ways of the Lord. Over in Job chapter 28, verse 28, we read, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." And so if you're looking for wisdom in your life, if you're looking, Job is telling us, also Proverbs tells us, a good starting place is the fear of the Lord. Otherwise, you really reverence who he is. You understand that he is the God of all God. He's the Most High God. As you go from Genesis through Revelation, as you start to stand in awe of him, he says that fear of the Lord, he says that's really is what wisdom, that's the should be our foundation of how we build our life. And then he says, and to depart from evil is understanding. God wants us to live a good life. God wants us to live a life that's filled with joy and filled with blessings. But it takes us the willingness to make that choices to depart from things that are evil rather than entertaining him, rather than allowing the come into our lives. Here we see Job is saying, if we're really looking for understanding, we're to make choices to remove our foot from evil. The Bible tells us there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that we should remove ourselves from all appearance of evil. Not just evil itself, but even if it looks evil, that we should remove ourselves from that. I love one of my favorite psalms besides Psalm 119. In fact, I love them all. It's Psalm 1 where we read, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And so we need to ask ourselves, is our life prospering? Are we enjoying the abundant life that God has for us, the peace of God, the joy of the Lord within our lives? If not, then we need to be honest with ourselves. Is God's word truly our delight? Even as we see in Psalm 1 where it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." A blessed man has chosen to make God's word his delight. Even in Psalm 119, as we see him continuously desiring to know more God's word. In fact, in Psalm 1, verse 2, he tells us that he meditates on God's word day and night. And I think it's a good thing that we take time to think on God's word. One of the things that I like to do is I like to grab a verse to meditate on it. In fact, at church, we're taking verses each week as a church, and we're meditating on them, and we're memorizing a verse each week, but you don't have to wait for church. You could do this at any time. I got a little scripture box, a box that has a bunch of scripture promises in them, and I like to pull them out and just meditate on them throughout the day. Here's one right now. I just pulled it out of the box. It's Isaiah 42:6. He says, it reads, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep it. Isn't that a beautiful verse for us to meditate on even today? Let me read it to you again. Isaiah 42:6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee. God, what a promise it is. And so we see here in Psalm 1 that his delight was in the law of the Lord, and he was meditating on day and night. But also, if our life isn't prospering in the things of the Lord, we're not experiencing abundant life, maybe we're still entertaining the world. Even as we say, oh, blessed is the man, or oh, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the sinner, that standeth in the way of the sinner, nor seateth in the seat of the scornful. See, the blessed man has made a decision to be careful with those that they associate with. Yes, we're in the world, we're in workplaces, and we're mixing with unbelievers, and which is a good thing that we could share the love of Jesus Christ. But those that we seek to influence with us with, and what we're looking for our influence is the Word of God. We should always allow that to be the ultimate decision maker or the guide that we're looking for life. And the answers that we're looking for is found in the Word of God. I also find here he says, and I shall keep thy law. You know that word keep simply means to guard in your heart. And I shall observe it with my whole heart, he says here in verse 34. And really that idea of observe is he's putting a hedge about. He's putting a hedge about his heart. He's keeping it within his heart completely, totally. And he doesn't want anything to get into it and try to interrupt his life because he wants to enjoy all that God has for his life. We need to make sure that we guard God's word within our hearts, that we treasure it, and that we put a hedge about it from the influences of the world. Why would you say that, Pastor Terry? Is there things that we should be concerned about? Well, Paul wrote about it quite often. In fact, in 2 Timothy, he talked about it. He was trying to give warnings to the young pastor there in Ephesus, Paul. As he writes there in chapter 3, he says, for the time will come, well, they will not endure sound doctrine. Who is that he's speaking about? He's talking about believers, that they're not going to endure good, solid teachings that we find in the Bible. But he goes on, he says, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Otherwise, they weren't guarding their hearts. They weren't putting a hedge about the Word of God, and they were allowing other influences in the world to seep on him. And we need to be watchful. We need to watch out. As Paul tells us and exhorts us in verse 4, he says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And that's so sad. And they shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou from these things. Paul exhorts us to watch out. And so it's my prayer to this day that we, as we see here in the psalmist pray, give me understanding. Lord, please help us to understand your word, and let us resolve within our own hearts is to keep thy law and to observe it with all of our hearts. Father, we thank you so much for the goodness that you show us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.